Perek Ezo Mekoman is going to discuss the location in the Azara where Karbonos are shechted. The Mizbech was laid between east and west. The Holy of Holies was all the way to the west, and the Ezras Nashim was all the way to the east. In the middle was the Heichal and the Azara. In the outside Azara, that is where the larger Mizbeach was, which the ramp, the long ramp that led up to the Mizbeach, ran from the southern end of the Azara toward north. It then led on to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, according to most opinions, was completely in the southern half, but just below the half line. North of that Mizbeach was the northern half of the Azara. So our Mishnah says, Ezo Mekayman Shel Zvachim, what is the correct location to shecht various karbanos? Kodshei Kodshim, regarding the category of Kodshei Kodshim, which is the most holy level of karbanos, Shechitasen Betzafon, they needed to be shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. Par V'sa'ir Sheyem HaKippurim, the bull of the Kohen Gadol, and the goat, which was one of the pair, where one of the goats went to Hashem, and one of the goats went to Azazel, was pushed off the cliff. The one that went to Hashem was also Shechitasen Batzafon. It was shechted on the north. The Kibul Daman, and the receiving of the blood of both the Par and the Sa'ir, was also Bichli Shares, and Ikli Shares Batzafon, also on the north. The Daman Ta'un Hazaya, and the blood was taken by the Kohen Gadol to be sprinkled, Albein HaBadim, into the Holy of Holies, between the arms of the Aron, V'yala Paroches, and then he would retreat back into the Heichol and sprinkle the blood on the curtain, V'al Mizbach HaZahav, and then he would turn around and put the blood on the golden Mizbeach. He would apply it to the four corners manually, and then he would also sprinkle it toward the Mizbeach as well. Matana achas mehem me'akaves. Even one of these is ma'akev. It would prevent the kapara. And if for some reason the Kohen Gadol would miss one of them, he would need to reapply that blood. Shiari hadam, the leftover blood, after these three applications, hayashefech hayasayid ma'aravi shel mizbeach achitzon. He would pour on the western lower edge of the Mizbeach, which is outside in the Azara, the larger Mizbeach. The way it was built was, it was almost like a step going around parts of that Mizbeach, including the western side. The blood would be poured onto that little step, which ran along the entire western side. Vim lo nasan, if the Kohen Gadol did not put it over there, lo ikev, that would not be ma'akev the kapara, and it would not be necessary to slaughter another bull or goat and do the process all over again. Mishnah Beis, Parim HaNisrafim, bulls which are in the category of Nisrafim. For example, the Rav says, it's a Par Helam Dovar. If it's a bull which is being brought because a mistake was made, or a bull which is being brought by an anointed Kohen, that these are completely, they're brought, the blood is sprinkled in the Heichal, but the actual body of the animal, which is left over, that is burnt outside Yerushalayim. So Parim HaNisrafim, these bulls which are supposed to be burnt, Usairim HaNisrafim, or goats which are supposed to be burnt, and the Rav points out this is Seiri Avodah Zarah, goats which are brought for the sin of Avodah Zarah. The halacha is Shechitasan Batzafon. When they're shechted, they're also shechted in the north, because again, they're in the status of Kodesh Kadashim. V'kibul daman b'chlisharis batzafon. As well, the blood should be received in a holy vessel on the north side. V'daman ta'un hazaya, and the blood has to be sprinkled ala paroches, toward the curtain between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In this situation, since it's not the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to go into the Holy of Holies, and the service was done in the Heichal, v'al mizbach hazahav, and also on the golden mizbeach, which was inside the Heichal. And the Yachin points out that the Kohen Gadol would manually apply the blood to the four corners of this smaller golden Mizbeach. Matana achas mehem me'akaves, here as well, if the Kohen misses one of these applications, he would need to go back and do it again. Shiari hadam, the blood that was left over after these applications, hayashayfech hayasayid ma'aravi shel mizbeach achitzon, these as well were poured onto that western ledge that ran around the base of the outside Mizbeach, im lo nasan, but if he did not put it there, lo ikev, it would not be me'akev, meaning he would not need to do the process again, and the people have received their atonement. Elu ve'elu, whether it is a sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim or Shar HaNisrafim, meaning whether it's the ones that are put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or not, Nisrafin beveis HaDeshen, the actual body of the animal is burned outside Yerushalayim to the place of the ashes, where they always put the ashes from the outside Mizbeach.